Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce and present to others the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe. Sometimes they call him Coach. Brother. The Love Guru.
Come on now.
Without further ado, let's introduce the host with the most, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, WBSW Radio, the internet station, has listeners and watchers in 25 countries, including the United States, north of the borders, Canada, and south of the borders, Mexico. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
My, that's what we have to do today. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe. So really excited about bringing this to you because this is a real relationship show that focuses and truly, truly focus on our community, but focus on our life. And come on, I'm going to add a few things to it. It has no filter. So it's all about that. We're going to talk about some things that might touch your heart or not. We want you to be a part of this by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask your location and say, join me with your thoughts, your ideas, your comments, and your expertise about relationship. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. Now, we want you to be a part of the web link as well. Check us out on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We want you to make sure this is clearly said. WBSW Radio, the internet station number one. We're excited to be able to come before you. You also can tweet the show as well. You can talk to us through tweeting us, and the Twitter account we have is at WBSW_internet_talk_radio at Dr. Lowe Show with the number one. And Instagram is another way to make sure you can share your thoughts and view us, and we're glad to be able to have you on Instagram. And we have two vehicles that we're using tonight. Partners of the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We're broadcasting through their Instagram account. So we're happy to be able to do it. So we give a shout out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated in Greenville, Alabama. Also being broadcast on Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. Again, Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. We're really excited. Now, you also can check all of our episodes, which we're excited to say we're up to 453 episodes. You know that's a lot of episodes. We've been rolling since 2017, and we're glad to have the opportunity. As a matter of fact, September 27th will be our five-year anniversary of 2022, where we started with real talk about sports and moved into talking sports plus and added 8 more shows, many more guests, co-hosts that join us from time to time. See, that's what God do. He blesses you with a chance to share something. When he gives you the vision, you have to move as quick as lightning. You can't sit there and wait till it happens. But we also have those episodes being broadcast on a particular network. We have Facebook. See, facebook.com/DRL Dialberto Smith. You can join us on Facebook. Thank you so much, and we're so glad to have you as a part of this through Facebook. And we also have a chance to broadcast and share our episodes through, again, Instagram, Twitter, as well as Tumblr, LinkedIn, YouTube television, also Anchors. We get a chance to be broadcast through Anchors where we record it, and then we'll make sure we put it back out through our network, whether it's on Facebook or whatever, each one of the social media sites. We're excited to be the internet station. We're one of the first, WBSW Radio, the first internet station that comes out and use all the social media to get the word out. Some people might want to challenge you that, but I want you to be able to do that. In our promo, when we started our show off earlier, it talks about WBSW Radio, the internet station, has listeners and watchers in 25 countries. And we're really excited about that, being the base here in the United States, and we're excited to be on the North American continent and north of the United States on the off the borders of in North Canada, I mean, more or less in Canada, that's north of the borders, and south of the borders, we have Mexico. So we're real, real happy about coming before you. Now, that tonight's show is the relationship opportunity. We identify, I'm glad to say, as I stated in my promo, as the guru, the relationship guru. We want to share with you about relationship. The title is Relationship. You will never be good enough for the wrong person. And I want you to take an opportunity and think about that. You will never be good enough for the wrong person. And I know we can just take a lean back in our recline or whatever and just think about how many relationships I've been in, and I've been in a relationship with the wrong person. Whatever that caused us to no longer be together, we can truly look at it and say we was in a relationship with the wrong person. But you got to be really, really weary of what God will bless you. And be ready for it by making sure you make yourself available. The success comes when you are available. So you can have the opportunity to correct being in a relationship with the wrong person, but allow yourself to work on yourself, work on your relationship skills so you can be in a relationship with the right person. Again, relationships, you will never be good enough for the wrong person, no matter what you do. Now, we want to share with you before we really get into the show and talk about the certain topics we have on our format about you being a part of our giveaway. We're going to be giving away the 3-day, 2-night trip to Atlanta, sponsored by WVSW Radio, the internet station. We ask you to make sure you get your Cash App if you don't already have it in. Get your, if you got PayPal, if you have Venmo, if you have Zelle, if you have just any other means, if you can say, we're going to just make sure we have that available. Again, you can win because we're going to take your Cash App, whatever it is you send to us. Zelle, Venmo, as well as, and we're going to put your name in our pot. And we're going to raffle off that 3-day, 2-night trip to Atlanta. Once we take care of the cost of the hotel, you will be activate that voucher and pay the tax on it, and you'll take care of the travel there. That's a great giveaway, a great getaway as well to get to Atlanta and relax, just you and your significant other or your wife or your spouse, whoever it may be. Let's take advantage. If you don't have your Cash App in, you have an opportunity through Facebook. Thank you, Martha's Home, a brother of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity joining us. Send your Cash App in. Just all you have to do is type in the comment area, put it down, and I'll record it down so I can put it into the raffle. Not only will we be just giving away that trip for 3 days and 2 nights, we will bless you with some monetary means. We're going to give you a gift in some form. It has to come through from us, and it will come through your Cash App if that's what you send to me, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, whatever it may be, or any other means of how you transfer or transact money. We want to make sure we get it to you because we're thankful for you being a listener. Thankful for you taking time to be a part of this. So we truly, we are really excited. So get that in to me. Now, if you feel like you don't want to put it up on the stream or put it on the comments part, you can go to, truly, I want you to take an opportunity to go to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Email me your means, transaction, main mode, however you want to call it. We just want to be able to get it so we can put it, because we're wrapping this off on Thursday now. We're going to do our 6 o'clock show, The Love Cafe. We're going to wrap off the 3-day, 2-night trip to Atlanta. So make sure you get that in to us. We want to take this moment of silence but I want to share why we're doing this. As a career, my career of many years in education, and I worked in schools, just God has blessed me to have a career and enjoy that career and then to still be making an impact at a higher education level. But this tragedy that happened in Bellevue, Texas is really, really disturbing to me, where you had a gunman come into the school and kill 14 children and one adult. At this point, that is a number count. That's a tragedy in Bell, Texas. And we really want our prayers, our sympathy, our condolence to those parents and those family members, to that community, to that school, because I worked in the school. That could have happened. And I have many, many family members and friends that are still in education. And that could happen. And it's sad. It is going on. Where are we in the world where we can feel comfortable enough to have something so angry in us that we can go and just take lives of our young people or take lives of anybody? Our ultimate goal in 580 North Attorney is to make sure we be a important force there to kind of be there to kind of work with our school system, work with our young men and through our Sigma Beta Club to get them to understand that what we develop young can lead us to be unhappy later on in life. So our condolence to the community, condolence to the families for all the children that was lost and the adult as well in Dale, Texas, at the elementary school. That's second grade through fourth grade. We're praying for you all. And WBSW Radio, the internet station, is here for you. And we will keep you abreast and also be a supportive part of what's going on in town to work through this situation in Texas. We got to keep on praying. Let's get back to our title. Relationships, you will never be good enough for the wrong person. Again, I ask you to take a minute to think about your relationships. Have you been in a relationship with the wrong person? Did you identify the person that has been a wrong person too late? However, God bless you if you're no longer in that relationship to get out of that relationship. See, that's where we have to make sure we be able to understand this certain decision-making process and that leads to making choices of the wrong person. Let's take a minute and talk about a couple topics in our format that kind of leads us that way. We want you to be a part of it by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. And I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, actual location, and ask you to join with the discussion, join with the chat about relationship. You will never be good enough for the wrong person. Let's take an opportunity to discuss our first topic in our format. We want to discuss why men and women choose the wrong person for their relationships. Let's look at a few things that can get us on the wrong track. We want to get you on the right track. First of all, many times we pick the wrong person because we don't feel that we deserve anything better. Sometimes and many times we pick the wrong person because we don't think we deserve anything better. And that's where we got to lift our self-esteem up. We have to believe that we deserve the best. When we get caught up in that low self-esteem, we will fall for some of the people that's out there that like manipulating people. So it puts you in a situation, a decision making process. But besides that, we have to work on ourselves. We have to understand the right characteristics and traits so we can be in a healthy relationship. Let me take a minute and talk about that. We're picking the wrong people because we're thinking we deserve just that. You deserve better. And the only way you can put that in the right perspective, you have to keep in mind some characteristic that allows you to move in the right direction. In a healthy relationship, there are some characteristics and traits that you already have and already know of. You just must be able to identify with that individual you are choosing. First of all, self-love. See, you got to love yourself first. See, if I don't love what I see in the mirror, because the mirror is just a reflection of what. See, we're looking at the mirror, and the mirror is looking back at us. It's so amazing that we don't get a response. But some people have said there have been responses when they look in the mirror, because our inner self is speaking. Self-love. If I don't love myself, I cannot love you. I will suffer dearly because I don't really know what love is and what love does. So I have to focus on loving myself. I have to be comfortable in my skin. I have to be comfortable enough, if I have a mask on, I must take that mask off. Take that mask off so I can show my true self. See, self-love is also putting yourself out there to be vulnerable. See, that's why people don't want to really show who they are. That because they truly afraid, they put the mask on, they so afraid that they don't like what's their inner self, other people definitely not gonna like. So we have to make sure that we truly believe that we deserve better. When you go into a relationship, and I always kind of talk about this on my Love Cafe that comes on Thursday, be on this Thursday at 6 o'clock, and we talk about some of the sayings and things that have been said, what women said, have been saying, that truly, a half a man is better than no man. See, that's a sad place to be. When you believe part of a man, 50% of him is better than no man. One thing about it, it's better to have no man if you got joy, you got peace, and love. See, 50% won't give you joy, peace, and love. And always keep that in mind. So we have to really, really work on ourselves, that we love ourselves first. See, the next thing, we talk about relationships, and it's all about self. See, all of the things, self-esteem, self-motivation, self-love. See, the thing about it, if we are toxic among in our own operation of life, our relationship with ourselves is toxic. So what do you expect when you step out and move into the outer space? Will the external part really be operating? And I want you to keep in mind that truly that ourself is based on how we feel from within inside. See, God looks down on us, and he's quite happy when he sees you have joy in your life. He looks down and smiles when he sees peace in your life. He looks down and smiles when he sees love in your life. See, I want you to take a minute and think about that. That comes joy, there comes peace, and there comes love, but they come from the inner self. So self is important. So we have to make sure we focus on being the best version of ourselves. We got to love ourselves. We have to treat ourselves better than we treat anybody else. And if we don't, we're going to suffer down the line. So the ideal is choosing the right person. But if you got so much going on in your inner self, you're not going to be able to choose the right person. Let's look at this realistic. We said self-love and self, when we're dealing with our individuals, self, there's so many things going on. I told you, self-motivation, self-discipline, self-esteem, self-love. There's so much we got to work on so we'll be presentable to people. The next thing, in a trait of a healthy relationship, is trust truly the cornerstone? See, if I can trust myself, I can trust you. And I always remember that. If I show myself trustworthy, I can accept you being trustworthy. Trust is all about believing in yourself and trusting yourself to do what's right. See, a lot of times people can't do that. They can't trust themselves to be around sometimes substance, you know, alcohol. They can't trust themselves to be out here in the street with women. Because you know what? They'll abuse us. If not, they'll just some people that are operating in a matter. See, we go real talk tonight. There's no filters here. So if you got a problem with it, it's okay. Because we're going to share with you. You got to be able to trust yourself. You don't cross the line when you trust yourself. And once you show yourself trustworthy, the person you investing in as the right person going to see you that way. The next thing is honest. Too many times we accept people being dishonest. See, today I see when people can stand in front of you on our television and lie to you with no problem. I don't care what office or what place they hold. That is not honesty. You can't make me hear something I know and you say it was wrong and make me think it's right. Honesty is from within, and you got to be honest with yourself. The next thing so important is communication. See, we're talking about when you select the wrong person, you're selecting somebody who's selfish. I'm telling you now. Somebody who don't care nothing about no one else but themselves. See, they focus on what's the bottom line. See, they focus on what they can get out of you. Self-preservation is something they focus on. It's all about them against you. So what you have to do is recognize this inner person and be able to communicate it to them and tell them, you know, you showed yourself. And now I'm going to run as fast as I can. Effective communication in a relationship is listening first and talking second. Too many times we want to always get our point across. Yeah, sometimes in a healthy relationship, you got to be able to hear what the other person say as well and take into account what they're saying. Don't discount them. Because it's all about effective communication. Listening first and talking second. Don't always run your mouth. Be able to hear in a relationship what your partner has to say. Truly, truly, that's so important. The next thing is compassion. See, people got to realize you have to have this trait of compassion. You got to be willing to understand that everything and the way it seems. But when you recognize what it is, you have to see that some people might not be where you are. But if they are not able to understand that compassion is given from within, empathy is really important so you can have compassion for each other. The next one is consistency. See, when you're talking about a trait and a characteristic, be consistent in what you do. When you do that, you can recognize the wrong person, because when they're not so consistent, you call it out. If they don't change, it's time to run. Run as fast as you can. The next thing we have to keep in mind is that we have to choose these individuals based on how they present themselves. See, we got to look at the well-being, and we're going to focus on those well-being. See, if I want to be successful, all of my well-being have to be in order. You talking about what you're talking about, Doc? First of all, the well-being of mental. See, my mental aspects got to be in order. My emotional aspects have to be in order. My physical aspects have to be in order. My spiritual aspects have to be in order. My financial aspect has to be in order. Some people say you got to be rich. No, you have to be rich in the spirit of our Lord to understand. It ain't no matter how much gold and silver you have, it's not going to get you to the other side. What you got to remember, truly, truly believe, is not all about how much you have. Sometimes it's how you use it. See, a person in a healthy relationship put away for rainy days. A person in a healthy relationship realize we don't spend first and think about budgets to work on. If you find somebody that consider the most important things is you got to show a large item. It's just sometimes the little things that work for you. So be careful when you call yourself selecting somebody that want to show you always a good time. They all want to, they call a good time Charlie. And you don't want to be around the good time Charlie because it turned out to be bad things. Willingness is another thing in regards to characteristics. Willing to give an effort to be successful. That's what that person has to do. These are characteristics. There are many more. Like compromise. Every healthy relationship requires compromise. And you have to be willing to compromise. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits or your cell or telephone number, then ask you to give your location. If you choose to give your name, it's fine with me. And then you can join with the chat about relationship. You will never be good enough for the wrong person. Truly, truly, keep that in mind. Let's look at the decision-making process in dating or relationships and why they are so important. See, it's you have to really look at this because it's real important that you make the right decision. But you have to have a process. See, it's just like anything else. When you go into a relationship, don't go into a relationship trying to plan how you want it to be. Go into the relationship realizing that whatever decisions you make in the relationship are very important. See, you're hoping that when you go there, a couple things should already stand out. One thing is you have a deep connection with that person. See, and having that deep connection allows you to increase your trust and allows you to make the right decision or make the right choice. Too many times we don't do that. Also, you have to be kind of careful when you go into a relationship and making decision is you have to make sure putting each other needs equal to your own. See, you have to make sure you make the right decision by seeing that that person needs. See, God is fascinated with your needs, not your wants. And in the decision process, you see your needs. And then if that individual is able to share what their needs, that's what you work from. You make a decision based on that. You watch how they manage troubling thoughts. See, that helps you in your decision process. See, if they go completely off to left field and can't come back, that's telling you this is the wrong person for me. See, by managing our troubled thoughts, it allows us to practice patience. See, love is all about patience, to allow that person to share their thoughts. That's what love is all about. So when we're talking about the decision-making process, let those things stand forth. Let them stand out there. Don't jump to conclusion. Make the right decision that allows you to have a positive relationship, because when you make the decision, it truly, truly will affect all that we do in a relationship. So the decision-making process is no book on how it should be. What I share with you might not be the way you make your decision in dating or relationship, but it's important to make the right decision. If not, you're going to end up with the wrong person. And you will never be good enough for the wrong person. You will never be good enough for the wrong person. Next thing we want to focus on is the signs that you have selected the wrong person. It can come pretty easy. One of the things is, if that person and the hard conversation come up and they go ballistic, you got the wrong person. I want you to keep that in mind. They feel like, or you feel like, you're wearing a mask. See, in dating, you feel like you have to wear a mask with them. They feel like they have to wear a mask with you. You know, when you first start dating, everybody talk about all the great things. Everything goes super. You make the commitment to be in and move forward for a life situation, things will change. And the mask don't come off. That old saying, when they show themselves, believe what you see. To Jacqueline Davidson that's joining us as well, and to Miss Bush EDS of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, thank you so much for taking time to be a part of this. Taking the mask off. They have to take the mask off so you can really see whether you're selecting the right person. The next thing is, they think the world revolves around them. Have you been in that relationship before? Everything is all about them. I. Ain't nothing about us. A relationship can't be a real relationship unless somebody else is involved. So if it's all about I, then they think it revolves around them. That's a sign. Your friends and your family members haven't met them. They're not intent on meeting your family member or your friend, because they're trying to stay away from them. Because sometimes other people can recognize something you are blind to see. And they would know they may really show up and may not show up the way they're showing up to you. The next thing, they truly, truly avoid those difficult, like I said earlier, conversations. They don't want to talk about those conversations. They don't get angry. They're going to show themselves. The mask come off then. They become abusive. And if you say something, it's all about hurt and humiliation now. When they show themselves, believe what you see. Now, the marriage, some things that I consider to be signs, you start bickering more often, bickering over little bitty things. Or they could be big things, not working together. You blame the other person. Neither one taking a response. So you bicker, you get mad, you get right, get very angry. Fine, you are no longer sharing the little things. I'm going to tell you, the little things are so important. Listeners and watchers, the little things are the key to a very healthy relationship or marriage. You think, what if you married someone else? You married to this person. That tells you most likely you married to the wrong person if you think you should be married to someone else. To become a shouting match a lot of times. And it may get so toxic and abusive that you have a physical situation. It's time to move on. That's not the right person. You find excuses not to spend as much time together. You find an excuse. Oh, I got to go over here. Got to holler at the boys. Got to hang out with the fellows. And first of all, I'm going to tell you, there's another sign, whether it's in dating or marriage. If the fellows is more important than you, he ain't ready to be a man. He ready to be a male. See, the only one that's focused on the fellows is overgrown boys. You become a man, you put away childish things. Fellows not the most important. It should be that person that you think is the right person, but he's the wrong person for you. So let's keep that in mind when we're talking about some signs that a person is beginning to show themselves. And you truly have to decide to run and run as fast as you can so you can be successful in finding the right person. The next topic we want to talk about, why you will never be good enough for the one who doesn't see you in their future. If you're in a relationship with someone and they don't see you as a part of their future, you're in a relationship with the wrong person and you're not good enough, because they're always looking for the next one. No saying, they got 20% in and 80% out. Once you recognize that, don't you tell them to leave. You run as fast as you can. And truly, truly, you have a chance to be successful later in life. Also, you have to remember that when you tell someone you don't see them in your future, this somehow causes you not to in some convoluted way, is more or less telling you don't want to be with them. If you don't see me in your future, you don't want to be with me anymore. You don't want to be committed in a long-term marriage or relationship. Just remember, when they say I don't see you in the future, that means you're short-term. Don't open up like a bridge and give them what they want, because that's all they want. They're being honest from the start, but you need to make the right decision. We're talking about being in a relationship, dating or marriage with the wrong person. They don't see you as being good enough for them. They're always looking for somebody who's going to have more money, going to look better. They're looking for someone else. They're not looking for you. And that's good. You need to send them on their way. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. And you can share your thoughts by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. And then ask you truly give your location. Then we can begin the chat. You can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith on WPHW Radio, the internet station, the Dr. Lowe Show. A few more topics we want to touch bases on. Red flag. We want to discuss the red flags you have given your heart to the wrong person. These are red flags that telling you have given your heart to the wrong person. First of all, what are red flags? Red flags are nothing but signs that the person probably can't have a healthy relationship. Red flags are signs. Person probably can't have a healthy relationship. I like to take it a little bit further back. In our lifetime, we are in many relationships. Some of us are many relationships. We learn good relationship skills or poor relationship skills. It's what you take away from those previous relationships And if you need to make adjustments in your life, do it. So your relationship skills that might have been from an abusive relationship or a poor relationship won't follow you. You have to take time to heal. See, there's a healing process you have to go through. You have to take yourself through a healing process. And it's not a time frame only. So what we have to keep in mind is that whenever people show the signs that they probably don't want to be in a healthy relationship with you, see, they continue to proceed down the road is an emotional danger. You know, one of the co-hosts, and that's Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt, always said, in a relationship when things are really, really out of order, we let emotions put us in that situation. And when emotions start driving the car, ain't nothing good going to come out of that. But the truth of the matter, reality is not far off. Reality is outside knocking on the door. Let me in. The reality don't hit until you go and do something off emotions that now you got to begin to realize that, woe is me. So make sure you watch down the road, if you choose to go that way with someone, that emotional danger. That emotional danger is so important that way to keep in mind. Let's take a list of red flags, and I talked about a few things, but let's talk about specific things. See, a red flag would be you're smiling less when you're alone. See, one person, you can't hide your feelings from yourself. See, when you're unhappy alone, there's no way in the world you can be happy with someone else. That's that self. That's that inner self. See, if you're not happy in your soul, in your heart, you can't be happy with anybody else. If you're not smiling and people can see the smile, not on your face, but the smile that's projected from your body, you can't be happy with anybody else. And if you get into a relationship, you both are in that relationship for the wrong reason. So you're with the wrong person. See, it is also easy to convince those around you that you are happy with the situation. It's easy to convince people around you when you're unhappy that you are happy. People around you see me, I'm happy, but truly I'm unhappy. So I'm trying to convince them that everything's going to be all right when truly not going to be all right. So be careful, again, of people who smile less when you are alone. Be careful. That's one sign. The next sign, you even reading things that goes on that puts you emotionally in a situation that you're not happy. We just talk about emotionally dangerous. You got to be able to recognize emotional danger. You feel emotional or emotionally exhausted. Let me ask you how many of y'all have felt emotionally exhausted. See, a solid relationship should enhance your life. So emotionally exhausted. It's impossible to have a relationship that will enhance your life. That person should be in your life to enhance your life, not complicate your life. You're losing sight of who you are and whom you are. See, you truly feel more like a servant than a partner. If you're in a relationship and you feel like you're a servant, then being a partner, we got a problem. You have a problem, and you're in a relationship with the wrong person. Before we move to the next of the list in regards to signs, let me make sure you get your Cash App, PayPal, and your Zelle account information. And I'm saying this because if that's your means of transaction to me, so I can put you in the raffle for the 3-day, 2-night trip to Atlanta that I'll be raffling off, the radio station will be raffling off on Thursday during our 6 o'clock show. Make sure your name is in. Or email your Cash App or whatever transaction means you have to me. So we can put it in the raffle, but also we want to provide a love offering to you. And it will be sent directly to you by your means of transaction. A 3-day, 2-night trip to Atlanta in one of the luxury hotels will be paid for by WVSW Radio, the internet station, Tristan Consulting Firm, and Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Greatwell. We'll have that available. So we need you to truly, truly get that information to me. Now, if you want to send it to my Gmail account, you can. And that's LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Look forward to awarding you if you're the winner. If not, you will still receive a love offering from WBSW Radio, the internet station, along with Tristan Consulting Services, a firm you want to say, and Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Let's look at a few more red flags. There would be voids if it wasn't for you. That's going to be a void there, because voids is things to do together. Voids in physical intimacy. Void in conversation. If you don't put that, if you're not putting the effort to make sure there's no voids, and that person is really don't care, that's a red flag. Show themselves, believe what you see. You jump into commitment before you are ready. A lot of times we do that. We dive face first, or head first, into a relationship that we're not ready. And it may be the wrong person. You worry about losing them, that person that you call yourself invested in. And you keep trying harder to keep them. That's not a good sign. If you're working so hard, you put in all 110% in, and they only put in 20%, that's a sign that says, run as fast as you can away from that situation. Don't be afraid to go. Don't be afraid to run away. And the last thing we want to touch on, we have about 9 minutes, is 6 ways to stop thinking you're not good enough. See, people will take you down the road and develop relationship skills that are negative. And what you have to do, you have to think that you are good enough. They are just not good enough for you. They're the wrong person. And let's run down quickly ways to stop thinking you're not good enough, because you are good enough. Stop comparing and competing with others. Stop comparing and competing with others. Recall past achievements. That's through accessibility, taking time looking back to see where I was successful, what I achieved that was good out of that relationship. Focus on the process rather than the results. Focus on the process rather than the results. Speak to a close friend. Normally friends can lift you up in a time of need. Complete an act of kindness. Complete an act of kindness. We're talking about ways to stop thinking you're not good enough. The title of our show is Relationship. You will never be good enough for the wrong person. Complete an act of kindness. To the point you have to seek therapy. Because you need to know what you need to do. And you can do that by assessing yourself, recalling past achievements, not comparing or competing with some other individual. Get that support from a close friend. Focus on your kindness, on your patience. This allows you to know that you are good enough and you are not the problem. The problem is you selected the wrong person. So that's where you are today. Hopefully something was shared with you through our discussion and our chat about relationship. You will never be good enough for the wrong person. Sit down and assess yourself. Take the pros and cons. And truly tell me, are you good enough? I say you are. You're good enough for the right person, but you will never be good enough for the wrong person. Thank you, BJ Jefferson, who's joining us as well. Thank you so much for joining us. So God has blessed us again to come before you. We were planning a special show on tomorrow because we're in Mental Health Month. And hopefully that my co-host, along with my special guest, come in and share some things that we did like for Monday night. We look to have, if not, we will be rolling on Thursday, the Love Cafe at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to talk about what love is and what love does, how this cafe and the menu provides you the willingness, the thoughts, the ability to be successful in the love situation. It's the Real Love Talk Show that soothes your appetite. Check us out Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard. We'll give a shout out to Mr. President 14 of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, Mr. President, for joining us. It's always good to have the members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity on here because we are partners with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. We also will be giving away our 3-day, 2-night trip to Atlanta. We're going to take care of the hotel fees. Only thing we ask you, if you're the one selected, based on your Cash App, your PayPal, your Venmo, your Zelle, we're going to make sure we put you in there. So just be ready to make it do what it do. So if you don't have your Cash App in, type it in here on the comment part on both Instagram or Facebook, wherever it may be. Type it in your viewing from. If I don't have it, type it in or send it to me by Gmail. That's LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. It was awesome sharing these thoughts with you about relationships. you will never be good enough for the wrong person. And we want you to have an awesome rest of the night, because I truly love you. I give the heart, my heart, to you, because that's how much I truly love you, because God has blessed this network, WBSW Radio, the internet station, to have some awesome watchers and listeners. Thank you for taking your time. My heart goes to you. Truly, truly. I'm humble. So we look forward to seeing you. If we don't roll in here on tomorrow night with the special on mental health, we will be on Thursday for sure at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Love Cafe. The L is for listening, the O is for overcoming, the V is for valuable, and the E is for everything. Excitement, encouragement that empowers you to be successful. The menu includes your starters, your appetizer, which is your lust, your entree, which is your attraction. Truly, truly, your dessert is your attachment, and your beverage is your awakening. We're going to have an awesome time on Thursday. So be blessed and take care of yourself. Hashtag be responsible. Hashtag make it do what it do. Hashtag truly, truly keep on grinding. Have an awesome rest of the night, and we will look forward to seeing you and talking with you very soon. God is good all the time. We truly, truly look forward to sharing more with you on Thursday, the Love Cafe. And if we're not with the special show on tomorrow, it'll be Thursday. Get your Cash App in. Again, my Gmail account is LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Send me your Cash App, your PayPal, your PayPal, your Venmo, your Zelle account to me, and we do bless you with a offering, a love offering throughout. You just don't put you in the raffle. We're going to have many more raffles. You go and not if it is one raffle, for all the raffles we have for the rest of this year. It's an opportunity for you to win. Royal Palm Beach Zetas. Thank you for joining us. Remember, those ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority down there, truly down on the Royal Palm Beach down in South Florida. Know where it is. I live down in Sunrise and Fort Lauderdale. So I know exactly where Palm Beach is. So have an awesome rest of the day. God has been good the rest of the night. And we'll close it out because it's all about giving all we have. And this is truly, truly some California.